96.3 W Lee, WGZZ HD2 Waverly, and WQ42 AX Auburn Opelika.
96.3 W Lee.
The following is an Auburn Network production.
Auburn High Softball is on 96.3 W Lee, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic, Acre Restaurant, Mountain High Outfitters, Russell Building Supply, and Southern Union. Also brought to you by Auburn Bank, Gooch Performing Arts Center, Troy Bank and Trust, and University Ace Hardware. Now, live from the ballpark, here's the voice of Auburn High School Softball, Jack Hutton.
It is Championship Monday here at Central High School in Phenix City, Alabama. Welcome one and all to the Area 4 Championship Finals. Hello again, everybody. Jack Hutton here from Central High School in Phoenix City, Alabama, to give you the Auburn Tigers and the Central Red Devils. Starting lineups going on the field in this Russell Building Supply countdown to first pitch presented by Russell Dewitt Center and Building Supply. Experience and knowledge from the pros at your hometown home center. Auburn won against Smith Station earlier today, 8-0, to make their way into this area finals, and they have bought themselves a spot in the regional tournament, but first business to attend to as they play for a championship. With that, we'll give you your starting lineups brought to you by Auburn Bank, champions of you and proud sponsor of Auburn High School Athletics and Auburn High School Softball. Batting first for the Central Red Devils, it'll be Garrett Griggs, the shortstop. Batting second, Mariah Harrison will patrol center field and get the two-hole. In the three spot, Chloe Broadwater will be behind the dish. Allie Supan will be the third baseman getting the cleanup spot. Savannah Severe will be out in right field and play the five hole. Cam Hammock over at second base will get the six spot. It'll be Lexi Kirk over at first base today, batting seven. Batting eighth, it'll be Natalie Lumpkin, the designated player. And then batting ninth out in left field, Ari Shorter will get the start. Kayla Story will be in the circle and will play the flex today for the Central Red Devils. For the Auburn Tigers, on the other hand, it will be number 15, the senior, Daly Alsobrook, leading things off. It will be in the two-hole, Gracie Mason, another senior, playing center field. Patrolling first base, it'll be Abby Helms, wearing number 13. In the four spot and cleaning things up, Olivia Harris over at the hot corner will wear number 88. Lily Brewer, the star of today's game one against Smith Station, will be in the lineup today. So looking at this one. Okay, yeah, Lily Brewer actually will be in the circle. She's listed as the pitcher tonight. She pitched earlier today. I'm not sure if that will take hold, but she is listed as the pitcher in the five spot today. E.K. Penton will be behind the dish at catcher. L.R. Lena Ray Sawyer will be out in left. Peyton Fitzgerald, the designated player, will be eighth. Batting ninth, it'll be Caitlin Brock patrolling right field, and then playing the flex over at second base, it will be Mary Alderson Grace. We have that currently on the scorecard. That may be a throw-off, though, as we understand it to be M.A. Grace doing the pitching today against Central. For the Red Devils, though, it will be Kayla Story on the season. Story is their ace. .74 is the ERA, 18-0, the win-loss record in 95 innings pitched. 62 hits, 22 runs, 10 of them earned, 12 walks, and 63 strikeouts. Opponents batting a mere .177 against Kayla Story. She has been great this year. Auburn will try and figure her out, starting with Daly Alsobrook, Gracie Mason, and Abby Helms, and it all begins just after this. But first, a quick station identification. We pause 10 seconds for it here on the Auburn High School Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
96.3 W Lee, WGZZ HD2 Waverly, and WQ42 AX Auburn Opelika.
96.3 W Lee.
Temperature and environment are meager, but the stakes are not. It is the Auburn High Tigers and the Central Red Devils underway now at the first pitch comes home from Kayla Story for ball one inside to Daly Alsobrook on Championship Monday, the area finals. It is at Central High School. Second pitch to Alsobrook, misses inside. Excuse me, 1-1 the count now. A very muted strike call by the home plate umpire. That one hits the inside corner on Alsobrook, and the 1-1 pitch comes home. Swung on, lifted into right field. Under it is the right fielding Severe, and she got that for out number one. Continuing to set the defense for you today, it's Ari Shorter out in left field for the Red Devils. In center field, it'll slide around out there, and it will be Mariah Harrison. In right field, Savannah Sevier, as we've just told you a moment ago. Around the infield, moving from third to first. Allie Supan over at third will patrol the hot corner. At shortstop, Garrett Griggs headed to Alabama after next season. Over at second, Cam Hammock, as the first pitch comes home to Gracie Mason and runs outside as a fastball. Over at first base for the Red Devils, it is Lexi Kirk. Behind the dish, it'll be Chloe Broadwater. And in the circle, once again, is Kayla Story. Gracie Mason had a hit earlier today, slaps this one to third off the glove of Supan, but Griggs is able to haul it in and throw it over to first for out number two. That is a D1 level play by a D1 level shortstop. This is a difficult defense to hit and score runs against. Gracie Mason hits it hard, but Central's able to mop her up. So here is Abby Helms now. Helms, this Auburn High leading home run hitter from the right side. 11 dingers on the season. Awaits the first pitch from Story. That one misses down low. Fastball misses the zone for ball one. 1-0. It was between Abby and M.A. to start this one today. You could see both should M.A. not get off to a great start. This one is popped up behind us, right on top of us, on the awning above us. If I had a glove and I had no awning, I'd be able to make that play. The 1-1 pitch, though. Set up now to Helms. Two down. We're in the top of the first inning. Auburn High and Central for area championship softball. Pitch to Helms. Runs up high. 2-1. Story tried to take a little bit off of that pitch, but was then able to throw it across the zone. Auburn needs to get off to a good start here. 2-1 pitch. Misses outside. 3-1. Now a hitter's count due to Abby Helms. Helms had a hit in the first game, ripped it down the third base line. Auburn would like the one ripped right there, maybe a little further, though. 3-1 delivery from Kayla Story. Here it is. Swing and a miss at one of her eyes. 3-2 now the count. Story reared back and ripped that by the bat. Would she stay right there? The rock and the delivery. That one misses upstairs. Abby Helms works a walk, and Auburn has a two-out base runner.
Number 88, Olivia Harris.
So Olivia Harris now joins the hit parade, or at least we hope so, in just a moment. From the right side, bats with a runner down at first base in. Abby Helms, the first pitch of the at-bat from Story, comes home. This is shot over to third base. Supan up with it across the diamond, and Auburn is retired by their fourth batter. They go 1-2-3-4 in the inning. A walk goes to Abby Helms, but Tigers can't make anything of it, and we head on to the bottom of the first inning. No score between Auburn and Central. We'll be right back on the Auburn High School Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Remember when you would dream about what you would grow up to be? Imagining your dolls were students or your Legos a skyscraper. Maybe it's time to turn that dream into a reality. At Southern Union State Community College, you can discover your dream career in healthcare, business, manufacturing, engineering, and more. From imaginary to extraordinary at Southern Union State Community College. Visit suscc.edu today.
Teamwork is key to winning on the baseball field. At University Ace, teamwork is key to our success, too. Hi, Jonathan Fittner here from University Ace Hardware. We're proud to be your neighborhood helpful place, serving the community since 2013. Our mission? Serve both in-store and in the community. For us, getting a customer for life is like winning a state championship, and we couldn't do it without our committed team and loyal members. University Ace Hardware, next to the movie theater in Auburn. University Ace is proud to support the Auburn High School Tigers.
The first inning of Auburn High School softball is brought to you by Acre Restaurant in downtown Auburn on 96.3 W. Lee.
Tigers unable to get anything going there in the first inning. They'll send it over to Mary Alderson Grace in the circle tonight for the Tigers. 3-1 on the season with a 2.04 ERA in 18 appearances. 58 and a third innings pitched, 53 hits, 30 runs, 21 of those earned. 8 walks to 42 strikeouts. It's been a good season for Mary Alderson Grace. A little bit down in the strikeouts, but still a really good strikeout-to-walk ratio. She has not allowed many base runners via the walk, and she will face a very potent Central lineup starting with the Alabama commit Garrett Griggs. Bats from the left side, shortstop. Has an insane average on the season. We'll tell that to you in just a moment. But first, the first pitch of the at-bat runs in there for strike one on the outside corner. Garrett Griggs batting 612 on the season. That's right, 612 on the year. The OPS is just shy of 1,500. Six triples, one home run, nine doubles, 30 RBIs on the season, 23 walks to only one strikeout, 71 total hits for Griggs. That one runs inside 1-1. It's almost impossible to strike out Garrett Griggs. I would venture to say it's not possible. You might need a fluke to do it. 1-1 on the way from M.A. Grace. Here it is. Slapped into left field. Running on is L.R. Sawyer. She makes the grab, and that is a difficult out. A 676 on-base percentage is retired. There's a two-thirds chance she's getting on every time she comes to the dish. Auburn is able to roll a 1-3. So Griggs is retired to start the game. And here is Mariah Harrison, center fielder for this Red Devil squad. Harrison stands in from the right side. 410 is the average. This Central team can hit the ball. Eight doubles, five triples, two home runs on the year. 45 walks to only, excuse me, let me take that again. 45 RBIs, 10 walks to only five strikeouts on the year. The 1-0. Slap foul. It'll get back to the screen behind her. 1-1 the count. Auburn going with M.A. tonight. More strikeouts with Lily Brewer. Less hard-hit balls, that is, though, by M.A. Grace against this Central lineup. Struggle a little bit more with the off-speed stuff than they do with the velocity. Mariah Harrison watches that one dive down and low, though. 2-1 to count. No score. We're in the bottom of the first inning. Central and Auburn at play. One down. With nobody on. Harrison, the righty, steps in and fouls this off to the right side. 2-2 the count. Auburn in the white uniforms. No trim, but blue numerals on the jerseys. A classic look for the Auburn High Tigers. You get the blue pants and the white socks. Same uniforms as game one earlier today against the Panthers of Smith's. Central in the all-whites, red numerals, black trim. Old 70s-style socks down there for Mariah Harrison as she's got the stripes, the black socks with the red stripes, and a white stirrups on. I think that may be just a sock look down there. 2-2 pitch, she's swinging. Here comes Mason in from center. She's able to settle under it and make the grab for out number two. So two flyouts in the inning. Here is Chloe Broadwater. And Auburn actually got in this situation to start out the year in the regular season against Central. They retired the first two batters, then Chloe Broadwater came up and hit one over the scoreboard. I don't want to speak it into existence here, so I'm hoping that the broadcaster's jinx will benefit the Tigers this time. Pitch from M.A. right there for called strike one. You have to wait a second for this home plate umpire's call. It is very muted and very late. We'll do our best to give you it as we get the information. 0-1 the count on Broadwater. Auburn trying to retire the Central order. 1-2-3. First three batters, and they won't be able to do it, though, as that one is lined in the right field for a base hit. Broadwater reaches with two down in the inning. Nothing fancy by Broadwater. Just gets a barrel to it right between Brewer and Helms. At first and second, that was in the 3-4 hole. And here is Allie Supan now. Senior, third base. Stepping in from the right side to face the right arm of Mary Alderson Grace. Had a runner at first base now in Chloe Broadwater. Here is the first pitch of the at-bat from M.A. That is on the outside corner for strike one. Nothing in one. M.A. on the season, only 42 strikeouts, but 8 walks in 57 innings. He has been very efficient in the zone. Swinging a foul tip back to the screen. It's nothing and two on Supan. I'll tell you what, the count on these Central hitters does not often matter. They can hit in just about any count. Have to stay locked in on every pitch. The 0-2 from M.A. Grace. Here it is. Swinging a pop-up. On the infield, Harris over, under, and the Tigers retire the side in the bottom of the first inning. Central goes quietly. They do get a single in the inning by Broadwater, but nothing to show for it, and we head to the top of the second. No score between Auburn and Central. We head to that second inning next on the Auburn High School Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
At Troy Bank and Trust, we believe banking is more than just numbers. It's about relationships. Relationships with our customers, our friends, and our community. When we invest in you, we're also investing in our community's future. We're committed to your financial success today, tomorrow, and always. Whether you're buying a home, starting a business, or planning for the future, we want to be your trusted financial partner. I am Brian Snyder, Regional Vice President. Relationships matter. Troy Bank and Trust, the only bank you'll ever need. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hip pain is not to be taken lightly. It could be a sign of hip impingement. If pain, stiffness, or limping persists, see a hip specialist at the Orthopedic Clinic. Treatment includes non-surgical options, but if surgery is needed, minimally invasive arthroscopic hip surgery is only available locally at the Orthopedic Clinic. Don't wait. Schedule an examination today. Call for an appointment, 334-749-8303, or visit theorthoclinic.com.
Auburn High Baseball is on 96.3 W. Lee, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
No score in the top of the second inning between Auburn and Central. Will it Central High School field? As E.K. Pinton comes to the dish for the Auburn High Tigers and fouls back the first pitch CCs. Good first inning by Kayla Story for the Red Devils and by M.A. Grace for the Auburn High Tigers. This is the area championship series against Auburn and Central. Auburn secured a spot in the regional tournament next week as at least the two seed as E.K. flies this down the right field line. Looking down there, we're blocked by the action. I believe, oh goodness, Central made the play. He sure did. Cam Hammock comes out of there with the ball. Again, we're shielded over here by the action down the right field line, so hard to see what happened. Apologize for the big pause there, folks, but looks like a play was made down there, and DK is retired. This one is lifted into left field, but coming on is Ari Shorter, and she retires L.R. Sawyer before we have a chance to tell you about L.R.
Now batting, number 51, Billy Brewer.
So Auburn pretty quickly in this inning has gone down. Lily Brewer will try to change the momentum here for the Tigers. Second baseman pitched earlier today, pitched a complete game shutout against Smiths. First pitch comes home, swinging a foul tip back to the screen, nothing and one on the fastball. If you're just joining us, we want to welcome you into the Auburn High School Softball, well, the Auburn High School Sports Network. We do more than just softball here. And the 0-1 pitch skips up there to Brewer, off speed, that couldn't find the plate. 1-1. Do want to welcome you back in, though. Jack Hutton here with you on the Auburn High School Sports Network to bring you all the action tonight. Auburn High softball against Central in the area finals. This one flown back to the screen right in front of us, and Lily Brewer will see a 1-2 pitch with two outs here. Auburn was able to fight their way into the regional tournament as the top two seeds move on from the area tournament. So if you make this area finals championship series, you move on to next week. Brewer goes down and hits this one into right field. There's the first base hit of the game for the Auburn High Tigers. Lily will take a look into right field, but she'll stop right at first, and the Tigers have a two-out rally going. Good two-strike hitting that time by Lily Brewer. She's able to go with an off-speed pitch that was diving out of the zone, hit the barrel to it, and drive it into right center field. Here is Peyton Fitzgerald now. She swings and flies this one into center field. Coming on is the now right fielder, Savannah Severe, and she takes charge of that one in right center, and the Tigers are retired. The Tigers do get a base runner, though, in both of these first two innings, but we'll have to hold Central right where they are next on the Auburn High School Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell Do It Center. at Building Supply.
Russell Building Supply is your hometown home improvement store. You'll find what you need when you need it. And as a Russell Rewards member, you'll be in the know about monthly specials and exclusive offers. Russell Building Supply, East University in Auburn, across from Cary Creek Publix.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell Do It Center at Building Supply.
1907. Auburn had no paved roads, no local newspaper, a few automobiles, very little electricity or indoor plumbing, and one bank, Auburn Bank. For all these years, we've had a part in shaping and serving Auburn, Opelika, and East Alabama, a steadfast partner to our customers, meeting financial needs at just the right times. How do we know our community so well? Because we've grown up together. Auburn Bank, champions of you. Member FDIC, online at auburnbank.com.
Auburn High School Baseball on 96.3 W. Lee is presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
To the bottom of the second inning we go here in the Game 1 area finals. Game 1 of the area finals, that is. Auburn and Central High School right here on W. Lee 96.3 out in Phoenix City, Alabama. Auburn, the 2 seed, Central, the 1. Both of these teams have already secured a spot in the regional tournament next week. With wins earlier in this tournament, they have made their way into this area finals championship series. That one is roped into right center field by Sevier. Around second, she will head to third base, and sliding into the turf is Sevier for a leadoff triple, as that one got in the gap in right center field right by Caitlin Brock's glove.
Number 3, Cam Hammond.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is a matter of time with this Central lineup, and you have to make every play, and Caitlin just didn't take a great angle there. That ball gets all the way by her to the wall. I think she thought about halfway through the run that she may be able to get to it for the catch. Kind of shortened up the route for a moment. But it will bring on Cam Hammack, second baseman for the Red Devils. Pops this one up behind her. And foul. Sevier, one of the faster players in all of 7A, corks that one into the right center field gap and gets all the way around to third. M.A. Grace will be charged with limiting the damage here in this inning. The righty comes home to Hammack. This one is flown into left field. Coming on is Sawyer to make the grab. Here comes Sevier to the plate. Throw is a good one, but just sliding in safely is Sevier. She is in with a sack fly. And there is one down in the inning. Lexi Kirk now stepping up to the dish. Central leading this one 1-0 early. Good job by Auburn to limit that. And Cam Hammack is retired there on the sack fly. So Lexi Kirk now bats with nobody on. One out in the inning. M.A. Grace comes home with the first pitch of the at-bat. That one hits the outside corner on a fastball for strike one. Nothing in one to the Central first baseman. 2 hits in the game for Central thus far. 1 for Auburn. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Just outside. That one a fastball by M.A. Grace. He fires it and misses outdoors, and it is 1-1. A quiet first inning for Auburn, and then a hit in the second, but nothing to show for it yet. Central gets a run here in the bottom of the second, and they take a 1-0 lead. 2-1 the count. M.A. Grace firing in a fastball again and missing high. Something that M.A. has been very good at is limiting walks on the season. Don't want to see her get into a 3-1 count, though, because she likes to throw that fastball pretty much down the middle. This is lifted into left. Sawyer is there. 2 outs in the inning. M.A. has produced some relatively soft contact thus far. You've got a couple of hits by Broadwater and Sevier, but everything else has been put into play. It's either been a fly out or actually it's all been fly outs. Not a ground out on the scorecard yet for Central. Madeline Lumpkin will step up there with 2 outs now, squaring to bunt, pulls it back. It is a ball, by the way. Realize about halfway through that just pulling the bat back doesn't necessarily mean ball one. So thank you, lead broadcaster, for that. 1-0 pitch. She squares to bunt this time, tries to bunt at a ball, but bunts it foul, 1-1. Looking ahead to the Auburn third, Caitlin Brock, Daly also, but Gracie Mason round out the 9-1 and 2 bats for the Tigers. They'll try to get something started for the Auburn offense, hopefully only down 1-0. Pitch from M.A. comes home and bounces up there 2-1. Auburn defense is swarming home plate as Natalie Lumpkin squares to bunt. Lumpkin on the season, 273 is the average, 12 hits, all of them singles. She plays one down and ran into it outside of the box. That's got to be an out. Yes, it is. Lumpkin played the bunt down, but her foot hit it as she was on her way out of the box, and the Tigers get out of the inning, only one run across. So with that, we head to the top of the third inning. Auburn High down 1-0 against the Central High Red Devils. They'll get their chance to tie or take the lead next on the Auburn High School Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
The Goose Performing Arts Center at Auburn University is Alabama's premier destination for the arts, bringing you the very best of Broadway, dance, music, and more. Learn more about upcoming performances and see the calendar of events online at googecenter.auburn.edu. That's G-O-G-U-E center.auburn.edu. Or call the box office 334-844-TIXS.
Remember when you would dream about what you would grow up to be? Imagining your dolls were students or your Legos a skyscraper. Maybe it's time to turn that dream into a reality. At Southern Union State Community College, you can discover your dream career in healthcare, business, manufacturing, engineering, and more. From imaginary to extraordinary at Southern Union State Community College. Visit suscc.edu today.
Baseball and softball on 96.3 W. Lee and the Auburn High Sports Network is presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
1-0 Central as we head to the top of the third inning. Auburn High trying to get the bats going here. Already one on the board from Lily Brewer. And she hit one into right field, but Auburn working on Kayla Story. Here is Caitlin Brock and watches the first pitch go by for strike one. The 1-0 pitch, the 0-1 pitch, that is. Fastball misses the outside corner, 1-1. Auburn been able to work fairly quickly in the circle, just like Central has, though. Brock watches that one sail outside. A fastball missed down and out, 2-1. 1-0 Central. Once again, we're at the top of the third. This is the area championship series between Auburn and Central. Auburn will need to win two, Central only one, to take the title, as this one is slapped over towards the Auburn dugout down the third baseline. Foul. Central won their first two games in this tournament, setting it up for their ability to only take one of two. Auburn lost their second game of this one, of this area tournament, that is, to this Central team, setting up their need to win two. Brock waves and misses at the 2-2. That one a fastball that juts outside. And Caitlin is retired on strikes. M.A. Grace has been pretty efficient thus far for the Tigers. Has allowed one run, but that came after a triple by Savannah Severe and a sack fly. Here's Daly Alsobrook. Auburn flips the order over here in the third with nobody on base. First pitch to Alsobrook, down and in, 1-0.
Number 15, Daly Alsobrook.
That was a fastball that Alsobrook took. Story been very impressive on the season, a .74 ERA. This is ripped to third, but Allie Supan just made a D1 collegiate level stab. So two down in the inning. Alsobrook hits it on the button. Great reaction over there by Supan as she's able to look it in. Here is Gracie Mason. Auburn quickly with two down now. After a hard hit ball in the inning, Mason will have to work her way on. Tries to lay down the bunt. Bunts it foul over towards the Auburn on deck circle. Good thing is Auburn doesn't necessarily look intimidated up there right now. They've been able to get some good contact on some of these balls, but Central unfortunately has just been there. Gracie Mason has a huge hole in right center field. Talked to her before the game, told her she needs to hit it there. Rather jokingly, but she could run for a long time if she deposits one into right center field right now. One and one, the count is gone now. She watches the ball outside. One and one, squares to bunt, pulls it back. That one misses high on a fastball. Looked like a rise ball there from Story, 2-1. Mason headed to Auburn University Montgomery next year. Continue her softball career. 216 is the average this year, but one of the faster bats in all of 7A softball in Alabama. That one misses low, 3-1. Another future D1 softball player, Daly Alsobrook from Auburn High, Florida International signee. Just roped one right to third, and Supan made a nice play. Mason batting with a 3-1 count now. Pitch home. Fastball right down the middle for strike two, and it's full to Gracie. I think Mason was trying to work a walk there. She'll have to fight off anything close now. Big hole up the middle and in right center field. 3-2 pitch. She's swinging. To shortstop it goes. Griggs vacuums that one up and on the first in time for the out. Auburn putting the ball in play here, but just can't get one past this Central defense right now. One hit in the game, none in that inning thus far. We head to the bottom of the third inning. Auburn trailing Central 1-0. This is the Auburn High School Sports Network presented by the Orthopedic Clinics.
At Troy Bank and Trust, we believe banking is more than just numbers. It's about relationships. Relationships with our customers, our friends, and our community. When we invest in you, we're also investing in our community's future. We're committed to your financial success today, tomorrow, and always. Whether you're buying a home, starting a business, or planning for the future, we want to be your trusted financial partner. I am Brian Snyder, Regional Vice President. Relationships matter. Troy Bank and Trust, the only bank you'll ever need. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Teamwork is key to winning on the baseball field. At University Ace, teamwork is key to our success, too. Hi, Jonathan Fittner here from University Ace Hardware. We're proud to be your neighborhood helpful place, serving the community since 2013. Our mission? Serve both in-store and in the community. For us, getting a customer for life is like winning a state championship, and we couldn't do it without our committed team and loyal members. University Ace Hardware, next to the movie theater in Auburn. University Ace is proud to support the Auburn High School Tigers.
Follow AHS Baseball here on 96.3 W Lee, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Back here at Central High School, Phoenix City, Alabama is the site. The area championship series is the situation. Auburn trailing Central 1-0 here as we head to the bottom of the third inning. It'll be Ari Shorter for the Red Devils standing in. She'll try to lay down a bunt and will bunt it foul behind her. Nothing in one. We want to welcome you back to the Auburn High School Sports Network. Jack Hutton here to bring you all the action tonight from Central High. Central, the one seed in the area tournament. Auburn, the two seed. Both of them have played their way into this area championship series. That pitch misses upstairs as MA tried the fastball and missed. 1-1 the count on Shorter, the nine-hole hitter for the Red Devils. Both of these teams have already secured spots in the regional tournament next week in Montgomery, Alabama. That'll be in Lagoon Park. That's their reward for getting to this area finals. The top two seeds from each area moving on. So Auburn will play next week regardless. Trying to pick up an area championship while they're at it, though. M.A. Grace comes home with a 2-1 pitch. This is skied over towards third base. A great effort by Olivia Harris. Will go unnoticed in the scorebook, though, as she comes just shy of grabbing that one. So Shorter will have to trot back and see a 2-2 pitch. Shorter in the box now on the left side for the Red Devils. M.A. checks the wristband on the left side. Set to fire home to Shorter. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Roped over to the right side. That'll get foul by the glove of Abby Helms, who went chasing after that one. Central leading this 1-0 over the Tigers of Auburn. Yeah. Auburn, the number 23 team in the state of Alabama, the Central Red Devils at number 3. 6-0 in area 4 play. 2-2 pitch slapped foul behind the catcher. That is Peyton Fitzgerald behind the dish for the Tigers, replacing E.K. Pinton, who caught today's game earlier. Pinton has moved to the designated player spot. Grace comes home with a 2-2. Slapped right back at M.A. She fields and tries to throw it over to first, but throws it high. It goes into right field, and I believe it goes out of play, so Shorter will wind up at second base, and that is a gift that Auburn gives Central. It was hit right back to M.A. Knowing Shorter's speed, M.A. tried to load up and fire it quickly. I think she had more time than she thought she had and just threw it over the head of Helms at first base.
Now batting, number 2, Gary Griggs.
So the error on M.A., and it sets up Central in prime position here. Garrett Griggs comes to the plate, the leading Red Devil bat. 6-12 on the season. Getting set to face M.A. Grace for the second time. She fouls this one back to the screen behind her. Nothing and one. Shorter down at second base after the error on M.A. And that is one thing you can't give these Red Devils is free bases. All we're going to have to work out of the jam and come back and find a way on offense. They've been unable to do so thus far. 0-1 to count. M.A. comes home to Griggs. Hitter. Right in the hip on the right side. Griggs wears that one and will trot down to first gingerly. Good news about that is Griggs, who generally can turn a single or a walk into a double within one pitch thanks to her speed, has nowhere to go with Shorter on second. So Central could try a double steal. But Mariah Harrison with a chance to do some damage here from the right side. Runners at first and second now for the Red Devils. Nobody out in the inning. Swing and a foul to the screen on the first pitch. Nothing and one. M.A. trying to avoid the big number. Give her team a chance in the box. Auburn's been able to square up Story a few times. Just got to hold some hits. Got to spring some hits together there. The 0-1 pitch on the way from Grace. Here it is. Harrison turns around to bunt. M.A. will field. There will be only one play to first, and she will get the out given to her, but the runners move up to second and third on the play. So a nice job by both teams there to execute what they need to execute. And there is one down for Chloe Broadwater coming up with runners at second and third. A hit will almost assuredly score two with Griggs' speed at second base. Auburn defense at normal depth still. They will take the ground out given to them. M.A. Grace comes home with a right-handed pitch, and this is the outside corner on the fastball, 1-0. Grace in the circle, the right-handed senior, trying to get out of trouble here in the third, and Broadwater, off the fist, hits it right to Olivia Harris. That'll be out number 2. None of the runners will advance, so a nice gift given by the Central offense. Now M.A. with a chance to get out of this inning unscathed. And how big would that be after an error and a hit by pitch to two of the faster Central Red Devils in this order? It will be, though, Allie Supan who stands in. One of the furthest things from a sure thing in getting out of this one alive was Supan in the box. M.A. will have to do it, though. Can the senior go right through it? Two outs. Runners on second and third, and Central with a 1-0 lead. First pitch runs high to Supan, 1-0.
Go, Sue. You gotta hold it, kid.
Grace, the right-handed senior in a box, trying to keep this thing at a tally. Grace comes home. Popped up. Into left field. Sawyer under that. She's got it. What a job by M.A. Grace. An error and a hit by pitch. Gets two on for the Central Red Devils, but they can't bring either of them across, and the Tigers remain in this one, headed to the top of the fourth inning. We've played three here at Central High School. 1-0 Red Devils. Tigers coming to bat next on the Auburn High School Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Remember when you would dream about what you would grow up to be? Imagining your dolls were students or your Legos a skyscraper. Maybe it's time to turn that dream into a reality. at Southern Union State Community College. You can discover your dream career in healthcare, business, manufacturing, engineering, and more. From imaginary to extraordinary at Southern Union State Community College. Visit suscc.edu today.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center at Building Supply.
Russell Building Supply is your hometown home improvement store. You'll find what you need when you need it. And as a Russell Rewards member, you'll be in the know about monthly specials and exclusive offers. Russell Building Supply, East University in Auburn, across from Cary Creek Publix.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center at Building Supply.
The fourth inning of Auburn High School softball is brought to you by Mountain High Outfitters on 96.3 W. Lee.
Abby Helms will stick in for the Auburn High Tigers. Quickly down here 0-2 as we join you, as Abby has taken two strikes just before we've been able to come back on. That one misses high, 1-2 now. One of those strikes called a little inside for this broadcaster's flavor. But a 1-2 count nonetheless. Central leading Auburn High 1-0. We're in the top of the fourth inning here at Central High. Fouled back by Abby Helms on the 1-2 pitch. Looked like an off-speed that Abby stayed back on. Jack Hutton here with you on the Auburn High School Sports Network, bringing you through all the area tournament action tonight. This is the area championship series by way of the Red Devils of Central as they host it. The 1-2 pitch comes home to Helms. Fouled off again over to the backside. We'll do it again. 1-2. Central won the first two games of their tournament life. Auburn has gone 2-1. Both of those wins over the three-seeded Smith Station Panthers. And now these teams playing for an area championship. Auburn will need to win two, Central only one. And they are up 1-0, but Auburn trying to answer. 1-2 pitch, out and up on the fastball, 2-2 now. M.A. Grace got out of a big jam just an inning ago. An error and a hit-by-pitch start the inning. But M.A. comes back to get the Red Devil hitters with a sack bunt, a pop out to third, and then a fly out to left field. 2-2 swing and a miss by Abby Helms at the dish. Fastball. Story blew it right by her. One down in the inning. We're going to have to find a way to get a leadoff batter on. Much easier said than done, but if you can do that, if you can start with a head start against this Central defense, it is much better than the alternative. Here is Olivia Harris. Swing and a miss. Kayla Story blowing it by the bats right now. Oh, we're going to have to speed up the bats. Harris popped out the third, her first time up. Big hold back up the middle if she can find it. Swing and a miss again. Kayla Story in a rocking chair right now as she is delivering it by the bats of the Auburn High Tigers. Harris in the box. E.K. Pinton on deck. The rock in the 0-2, firing home by Kayla Story. Misses downstairs on the fastball. It's just behind home plate in the turf. 1-2 now the count. Can Auburn find a way to put a little pressure here on Central? 1-2. Fought off foul down the right field line. That'll get out of play into the seats. Right above us. Central has a spectacular setting here on their campus. 1-2 line right back up the middle by Olivia Harris. That's a base hit. Tigers got something going here in the top of the fourth inning. Harris took a fastball and went right back where it came from. And the Tigers will send up E.K. Pinton now to the dish. Olivia, one of the better hitters on this Auburn lineup. 378 coming into today. 48 hits, 12 doubles, 6 home runs. She picks up hit number... Actually, that's hit number 50, as she had one earlier today in a game against Smith Station. First pitch comes home to E.K. Pinton. Fastball misses outdoors, 1-0. Harris stands at first base. And Auburn string together a couple hits here. Story fires the 1-0 pitch home, and that one misses out. 2-0 now. Looks like that had some spin to it. And it ran outside. E.K. is going to get a good fastball here if she can pull the trigger and find a barrel. How about one right on the letters, E.K.? 2-0, line into left center field. That's a base hit. Harris will touch second and will dig towards third. Pinton will run towards second base. He slides in safely, and the Tigers have a one-out rally going. Knew it was coming. Fastball that E.K. Pinton got. She puts the barrel to it right over the outstretched glove of Garrett Griggs. That one goes all the way to the wall, and Auburn can take the lead with a hit here. We've been saying it for 2 weeks. If E.K. Pinton's bat can get going, look out for the Auburn offense. It is potent 1-4. The Auburn bats have lacked at times this year, 5-9. If they can find a fifth hitter down there, Auburn has a lot to play with. Second hit of the day for E.K. Big moment in the game here. Top of the fourth inning, Central with a 1-0 lead. Auburn can tie the game with a hit to the outfield. It probably could take the lead. E.K. runs well for a designated player. First pitch to Lane Array, L.R. Sawyer. There's an off-speed. Looked like a changeup that missed high. 1-0. Lily Brewer stands on deck. She would be charged with whatever L.R. Sawyer gives her situationally. A 1-0 from Story. Swing and hit into center field. Going back onto Harrison, she'll make the grab on the warning track. The throw comes into third base. Harris will touch the dish. The Tigers have tied it up. We'll start over here in the top of the fourth inning. Hinton still stands at third. That's a smart play by Harrison to come to third with the throw. Pinton had to stay at the bag at second. She was a little too deep to try and throw out the runner, Olivia Harris, at home. And now here is Lily Brewer trying to give the Tigers the lead for the first time against the Red Devils. She will step out and call time quickly. A little belief in that dugout over there by the Tigers. They are up on the edge of the dugout trying to get E.K. Pinton home from second, trying to help Brewer do it. Lily swings, popped up. Into right field it goes. There is Savannah Sevier, though, to make the grab for out number three. But the Tigers are able to get a big double by E.K. Pinton and then a sack fly by L.R. Sawyer to bring home the run. We start all the way back over as we head to the bottom of the fourth inning. 1-1 between Auburn and Central in this area championship series. M.A. Grace back out to the mound for her fourth inning of work. We'll continue next on the Auburn High School Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Hip pain is not to be taken lightly. It could be a sign of hip impingement. If pain, stiffness, or limping persists, see a hip specialist at the Orthopedic Clinic. Treatment includes non-surgical options, but if surgery is needed, minimally invasive arthroscopic hip surgery is only available locally at the Orthopedic Clinic. Don't wait. Schedule an examination today. Call for an appointment, 334-749-8303, or visit theorthoclinic.com.
If you truly care about your feet and want to make them happy, check out Auburn's newest footwear experience, Love to Run. With the area's only pressure mapping system to analyze foot function, Love to Run identifies the perfect shoe for you. With brands like Ultra, Brooks, Hoka, they'll have your feet comfortably covered. So whether you're training for a marathon or just trekking through the marathon of life, Love to Run is ready to set the pace with you. 1957 East Sanford Avenue in Auburn.
The fourth inning of Auburn High School softball is brought to you by Mountain High Outfitters on 96.3 W. Lee.
Matt Hendricks of the Auburn High softball Tigers. That one is ripped into left field on the first pitch of the inning by Savannah Sevier. It's a base hit, and Central has a leadoff runner on. Matt Hendricks has the yellow sign from the show Ted Lasso on his backpack with a blue-lettered word across the front that simply says believe. Tigers are starting to believe a little bit. 1-1 here in the bottom of the fourth inning as Auburn has tied it up against Central, and M.A. Grace out for her fourth inning of work. Sevier on with her second hit of the day, a single that time, and she delivers a first pitch. My goodness, where did that miss? 1-0 the count now as M.A. delivers it on the inner half. McCall the ball. Cam Hammock up to the dish. Hit a sack fly. The only RBI of the game for Central thus far in the second inning. The 1-0 pitch comes home from Grace. Off speed upstairs. This is 2-0. Cannot fall behind these Central batters. They thrive off of getting into fastball counts and then making you pay for them. Here is the 2-0 delivery. Swing and a pop-up. into right field. Caitlin Brock is on, makes the grab for out number one. Sevier will have to retreat to first. Mason and Brock took a peek at each other. I think we're a little unsure of who was going to call it off, and Brock eventually took control out in right center field. Here is Lexi Kirk now, first base batting. Flew out to left field her first time up. We've got a 1-1 ball game here in the bottom of the fourth inning. There goes Sevier, pitches a ball, throw down to second base, a pop-up slide. They're going to say the glove was not kept on by Alsobrook, and she will be safe at second. A nice job by Sevier to take the bag. So Sevier at second. She scored the only run of the game so far for the Red Devils. Kirk in the box from the left side. Facing the righty, M.A. Here is the pitch. Comes in high and out. That's a fastball that M.A. missed with. 1-1 now to count. Auburn ties the game up in the fourth thanks to the sack fly by L.R. Sawyer after the big double by E.K. Pinton. Auburn would love to get to game two. They're going to have to find a way to outlast the Red Devils in this one. A fastball misses from M.A. on the outside half. That one juts out in the other batter's box, 2-1. This is an Auburn team that has some big wins this year over some of the nation's, some of the state's best, that is. 2-1 to count. Pitch to Kirk, swinging a foul tip back to the screen. 2-2 now. Again, this Auburn team is a top 25 team in the state, number 23, as opposed to the number 3 Central Red Devils. Auburn at 23-15, Central at 42-3 on the season. Auburn has looked dynamite at times this year, hoping for another here. This one is roped deep in the center. Mason back. She makes a running grab at the wall. Advancing to third will be Savannah Sevier. Gracie Mason just saves a double. And the senior is fired up in center field. They'll get it in quickly. Mason having to run back to the wall. She's able to go up, make the grab like a wide receiver over the shoulder, turned around and threw a strike into Alsobrook. Sevier did move up on the play to third, so anything that keeps the inning going here by Natalie Lumpkin would score a run more than likely. However, Auburn and out away from getting to the top of the fifth with a chance to take the lead. Lumpkin squares to bunt, then swings through a fastball by M.A. Grace. Nothing in one. What a catch by Gracie Mason going back to her left. She's able to shuffle the feet. Goes up at the wall and makes the grab. Boy, literally took away a double. Grace staring down Lumpkin. Comes home. She squares to bunt, and that one misses high on a rise ball. 1-1. Central would be content with the bunt getting laid down by Lumpkin, I think, as Lumpkin has very good speed. Auburn would be charged with getting the out at first to not let that run score by Sevier over at third. Pitch home. Where on earth did that miss? 2-1 the count. Folks, I'm not sure where. Maybe a little outside, but Fitzgerald was set up right over the plate. Stuck her glove right out in front of her. It is a 2-1 count to Lumpkin. Flew out to left field her first time up. M.A. Grace checks the wristband. Now fires home the 2-1 count. Bunt out in front and a good one. Helms picks it up off the first safe. Just off the glove of Lily Brewer. I think Auburn has her if Brewer is able to look it in. But it was a really tight play. Matt Hendricks is going to come out and argue this, saying that Lumpkin was in the baseline where Helms was trying to throw it from. I believe the umpires are going to come out and talk about this one. I'm not sure that this one is going to go Auburn's way necessarily, but Hendricks is at least going to say that it was in the baseline, and the ump will talk about it. Big call here. Lumpkin with an RBI if it stays a runner at first. If not, Auburn would be out of the inning with no runs across. The umpires will converse for a moment. They will nod now, and the home plate umpire will come over and tell Matt Hendricks that he has been unsuccessful in his challenge of that call. So Central leads this 2-1 now, and here is Ari Shorter stepping up. Was able to get to first base via an error her first time up. And now if you're Auburn, you got to come back and limit this thing. Shorter in the box, very good speed from the left side. You also got good speed down there in Lumpkin, who just legged out a single. First pitch comes home to Shorter. Lumpkin off with the pitch, throw down to second base. Nowhere close, and Lumpkin is in with another stolen base. This is what you're talking about, though, here with Auburn. You've got to limit the damage here. One run is a cross. If you allow just the one run, you feel good about yourself in this inning. I think Auburn would go in still with a lot of momentum. Shorter from the left-handed box. Faces the right arm of M.A. Grace. Here is the pitch home. This is slapped in the air out to right field. Coming on is Brock. She makes the running grab, and the Tigers are out of the inning. Central gets the one back that they gave up in the fourth. However, Auburn is able to get out of it and head to the top of the fifth. Only down one. 2-1 Red Devils as we head that way. Nice job by M.A. Grace to hunker down and limit the damage. We'll be right back on the Auburn High School Sports Network presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Teamwork is key to winning on the baseball field. At University Ace, teamwork is key to our success, too. Hi, Jonathan Fittner here from University Ace Hardware. We're proud to be your neighborhood helpful place, serving the community since 2013. Our mission? Serve both in-store and in the community. For us, getting a customer for life is like winning a state championship, and we couldn't do it without our committed team and loyal members. University Ace Hardware, next to the movie theater in Auburn. University Ace is proud to support the Auburn High School Tigers.
Franklin Tire and Auto is your one-stop automotive shop. For quality, dependable tires, Franklin features Bridgestone, Firestone, and Yokohama. For complete car care, trust Franklin's ASE-certified technicians. And for precision collision repair, Franklin's state-of-the-art body shop can fully restore any make or model. With free estimates, insurance claims welcome, and 24-hour towing, all at one stop. Since 1970, Franklin Tire and Auto, East University Drive, across from CC's Pizza, and at franklinautoinc.com.
Auburn High Baseball is on 96.3 W Lee, presented by Orthopedic Clinic.
Peyton Fitzgerald will step in to lead off the top of the fifth inning for the Auburn High School Tigers. They give up a run that they got back in the fourth just an inning ago, and Fitzgerald grounds it right back to the circle, and the throw is in time to first for the out, so quickly one down for the Auburn High Tigers. Auburn got a run an inning ago thanks to two straight hits by the Auburn offense, and then a sack fly off the bat of L.R. Sawyer. Caitlin Brock now stands in, tries to lay down a bunt on her way to first, but will foul it off to the left side. 8-9-1 for the Tigers in this inning. Fitzgerald grounds out to the pitcher to start things off. M.A. Grace has kept Auburn in this game thus far. Central has brought on, by the way, did not mention this. Central has brought on Allie Supan. As Kayla Story's day is done. 24 appearances for Supan. 20-2 is the record, and 126 and a third innings pitched. 88 hits against her, 27 runs, as Caitlin Brock fouls off that pitch, nothing in two. 27 runs, 20 of them earned, 21 walks, 81 strikeouts. That one outside to Brock, 1-2 now. And a 186 batting average opponents have against Allie Supan. The ERA is 1.11. That actually is not the lowest ERA that the Tigers have seen in this game, as Kayla Story had a 0.74 ERA coming into this one. Brock taps that one foul at the dish again, 1-2. Auburn's going to battle. Brock, the lefty against Supan, the righty. Supan twirls the arm. Getting it ready. Big hole up the middle for Caitlin Brock. There's another big hole in right center field if she can find that gap. The 1-2 pitch. Outside and low. 2-2 now to Brock. A nine-hole bat. Got on base three times in that win against Smith Station earlier today. Two of them via the single. Would be big for Caitlin to find a hole here. 2-2 pitch. A fastball misses out. 3 and 2. Now it's gone full. Caitlin, you're going to get Allie Supan's best fastball. It's going to be cranked up. Be ready for it. Light it into center field. Come on, 1-6. 3-2 pitch. That one is tapped foul over to the third baseline. We'll do it again. Brock was off with it. He's locked in on Supan right now. That was a fastball that she tapped that way. Be ready for it, 16. Supan in a circle, working against Brock. 3-2 pitch, slap foul again by Caitlin Brock. Good at bat by the sophomore right fielder. That one hit off to the left side of the infield. The Auburn High fans coming to their feet here. Caitlin Brock putting some life into that dugout. The 3-2 pitch comes home again. That one misses outside. What a walk by Caitlin Brock as she's able to work her way on there. Boy, what a job by Brock. Goes down 1-2 in the count. Fouls off four balls and finally is able to work her way on base. That's one of the faster players on the base paths right now for the Tigers. And here is Daly Alsobrook. What a job by Caitlin Brock. First pitch. An off-speed changeup that drops in there for strike one. 0-1. How about Caitlin Brock today? On base four times in these two games from the nine spot. 0-1. To Daly. Snap throw back to first base, not in time, as that one missed low, 1-1. Auburn High grabbed the momentum back an inning ago. Central was able to get it right back. Auburn can get it back here. Here is the 1-1 pitch. That one misses out, 2-1. Catcher was set up slightly outside, had to reach for it, likely distributing the call to the Tigers, 2-1. We are in the top of the fifth inning. Central leads this 2-1 over the Tigers. 2-1 pitch comes home to Alsobrook. Line into right field, but right at Sevier out in right. It was hit hard, but Daly is retired.
Now batting, number 10, Gracie Mason.
And here is Gracie Mason now. Mason, the senior lefty slap hitter. Trying to work Auburn's Caitlin Brock over to second base. I wouldn't be necessarily opposed here to trying and swiping a bag if I'm Caitlin Brock. Mason squares around the bunt, does offer at it. That'll be strike one as that one was going to miss out and up, but Mason tried to lay it down. Tough to get on via the bunt against this Central team. They defended well. Natalie Lumpkin at third base is really good at the hot corner. Mason will slap this foul up off the screen behind her. Oh, man. Is that also Brooke Laser? Is about 3 feet to the right. This is a 2-2 ball game. 0-2 to Gracie Mason. On the way home. Swing and a miss. Strike three, and that will retire the Tigers in the fifth inning. We head to the bottom of the fifth. Central on top, 2-1. Tigers will need a run, but first they'll need three outs and a goose egg from the Red Devils. This is the Auburn High School Sports Network presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
At Troy Bank and Trust, we believe banking is more than just numbers. It's about relationships. Relationships with our customers, our friends, and our community. When we invest in you, we're also investing in our community's future. We're committed to your financial success today, tomorrow, and always. Whether you're buying a home, starting a business, or planning for the future, we want to be your trusted financial partner. I am Brian Snyder, Regional Vice President. Relationships matter. Troy Bank and Trust, the only bank you'll ever need. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
This is Lee County Revenue Commissioner Olean Price. When we have the opportunity to assist residents of this county, we are pleased to offer options in an effort to make your business with us as convenient as possible. You may visit any of our three offices, one in Auburn, one in Opelika, and in Smith Station. We are open to serve you Monday through Friday from 8:30 a.m. until 4:30 p.m. Central Time and 9 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Eastern Time in Smith Station. Thank you for allowing me to serve you.
Auburn High School Baseball on 96.3 W. Lee is presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Moving right along to the bottom of the fifth inning now. M.A. Grace out for another inning of work. She has gone four against the Red Devils of Central and have kept them off the board, but now she'll have to go through the 1-2-3 batters again. That is bunted out in front. There is no throwing out Garrett Griggs. as she is able to work her way on thanks to a first pitch bunt. Griggs finds her way on thanks to the bunt, and that was not someone that was going to be held hitless the entire game, and she's able to work her way on with a bunt. Garrett Griggs, unfortunately, folks, is about to steal second. It is almost a certainty. Grace comes home. Griggs leaves before M.A. is able to get the ball to the plate. The throw goes into center field. Griggs all the way to third. Folks, she can't leave that early. And Matt Hendricks is saying it right now. It is a call that you can get away with the kind of accolades that you have. But when you leave way too early, it is a whole lot easier to steal a base. Central has a runner at third now. Mariah Harrison in the box will have to put something in play to get Griggs home here. The 0-1 pitch comes home. That one misses low and in, 1-1. Harrison has laid down a sack bunt tonight, has also flown out to center field. Biggest thing Auburn can do, limit the damage. Limit it to one. Maybe if you're lucky, you get out of it alive with no runs scored, but there is a shot into center field. Mason back at the wall makes the grab for out number one. That will chase home Griggs on the sack fly, but Auburn is able to land the first out of the inning. And that's all you can ask for there after a error on the play. And here comes Chloe Broadwater. Singled and popped out on the night. Popped out to third back in the third inning. Single through the 3-4 hole to start the game. M.A. Grace's job now holding it 3-1 through the fifth inning. That one misses out and up on the fastball. 1-0. Auburn certainly still not out of this one, but got to hold this central squad where they are and then find a way to scratch out some runs. The 1-0 pitch on the way home to Chloe Broadwater. Catcher for the Red Devil swings and misses it. One in her eyes. 1-1. I like the high cheddar there on the fastball hunting Broadwater. Sees one upstairs and goes chasing. 1-1. On the way from M.A. Grace. Here it is. That one in off speed. Misses upstairs. And M.A. has worked it to a 2-1 count. 2-1 count. 3-1 Central leading Auburn High. We're in the bottom of the fifth inning. Here in this area championship series. Popped up. Will it stay in play? It will stay in play. Olivia Harris over, under. She's got it for out number two. Those are gifts. Foul outs by this Central squad are gifts. And you got to take them, and Auburn has. Credit the Tiger defense. They've made plays in the field where they've had to. Gracie Mason's had a couple of nice ones at the wall. Had a couple of nice grabs in foul territory as well. Tigers hanging on to some hope here. 3-1 Central leading this one. But if you can be within about two runs getting here late, make that team sweat a little bit. A 1-0 pitch due home to Allie Supan. Here it is. Swung on and popped up. On the infield, Alsobrook out. M.A. Grace is through five innings against this Central order with only three runs across. One of those runs is unearned, folks. Masterful job by M.A. tonight. She has kept her team in it. We cruise along to the top of the sixth inning. The Tigers offense is going to have to get something going to win this, but Auburn is in it late on the Auburn High School Sports Network presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
The Goose Performing Arts Center at Auburn University is Alabama's premier destination for the arts, bringing you the very best of Broadway, dance, music, and more. Learn more about upcoming performances and see the calendar of events online at googecenter.auburn.edu. That's G-O-G-U-E center.auburn.edu. Or call the box office 334-844-TIXS.
Experience and knowledge from the pros.
Russell Do It Center at Building Supply.
Russell Building Supply is your hometown home improvement store. You'll find what you need when you need it. And as a Russell Rewards member, you'll be in the know about monthly specials and exclusive offers. Russell Building Supply, East University in Auburn, across from Cary Creek Publix.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell Do It Center at Building Supply.
Auburn High School Baseball and Softball on 96.3 W. Lee and the Auburn High Sports Network is presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Tigers trail Central in the area championship finals. The first game, Auburn will have to win two. Central only needing to bark out one. And with that, Abby Helms up to the dish, swinging on the first pitch, pops this one up on the infield, and it'll be handled for a quick out number one. That is something that Auburn cannot do here late. They cannot give away outs.
Olivia Harris.
Nonetheless, it'll be Olivia Harris now stepping in with one down in the inning. Auburn just needs base runners right now. Pitch to Harris on the inner half for strike one. That one a fastball. Supan is almost strictly a fastball pitcher. She will go to the changeup, as we've seen at times, but be ready to hit it. Delivery on the 0-1 pitch is scuffed over to second base. Handling it easily is Hammock, and she throws it to first for out number two. This is not the start to the inning that Auburn wanted to have. So Auburn now will bring up E.K. Pinton, trying to get something going in this inning already with two down. It was a very quick two batters that Auburn had go through there. You have got to do a better job of working counts if you're the Tigers right now, late in this ball game. EK at the dish from the right side. Fastball from Supan. Dots the inside corner, 1-1. I think there's a little assuming going on behind the dish right now, but have to live with it if you're Auburn. 1-1 is spun over to second base. That's just a phenomenal play by Cam Hammock over there at short. There's nothing you can do about it if you're Auburn. A little bit of a spinner by E.K. Pinton. It hits just short of her glove, and inexplicably, one that would end up hitting off the chest of just about anybody else goes right into Cam Hammock's glove, and she throws it to first base. This is a really, really good defending Central team. We head to the bottom of the sixth. Tigers have to keep them right there if they want a chance here in the seventh. We'll be right back on the Auburn High School Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Hello, this is Coley Trant from Jeffco Trant Funeral Home and Crematory. My dad Bill and I are pleased to be a part of the Opelika, Auburn, and Lee County area, and thankful to the families that have placed their trust in us. At Jeffco Trant Funeral Home and Crematory, we continue to assure you when you call on us, you will be treated like a member of our own family with passionate and caring service. It's our desire to assist you during your difficult times and help you through your many decisions you face. Call on us in your time of need, Jeffco Trant Funeral Home and Crematory.
From day one back in 1907, Auburn Bank's mission has been clear: to serve our community, see businesses flourish, and improve lives locally by making sound business decisions and responding with care every day. Today, we continue to fulfill our mission with a team of local commercial and consumer lenders who are ready to help meet your needs and goals. Auburn Bank, champions of you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, online at auburnbank.com.
Follow AHS Baseball here on 96.3 W. Lee, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Savannah Sevier leads off the bottom of the sixth for the Central Red Devils, and just like that, she grounds it hard over to Lily Brewer at second base, who scoops it up and tosses it to first for out number one. Here is Cam Hammock, who then swings at the first pitch of the next at-bat and grounds it into left field for a base hit. Central coming out aggressive against M.A. Grace here. They've hit two on the button. One of them has gone right into an Auburn glove. It's probably the one that Auburn would rather have go into a glove if you're choosing between the two. Savannah Sevier is retired for the first time today. She has scored a couple of runs for Central. First pitch comes home now to Lexi Kirk, who stands in. Believe that is a ball outside, 1-0. Scoreboard has gone dark here at Central High. Guess that means Auburn wins on a forfeit, right? Here is the 1-0 pitch. That one on the outside corner. Strike one. Looked for a moment like that. It jutted outside. And the home plate umpire disagrees with that call. One in, one to count. Kirk from the left side. Sees the righty MA come home. And the changeup, I believe, misses the inside corner. 2-1. Auburn checking on Natalie Lumpkin down there in between pitches. That's Cam Hammock. Beg your pardon. Kirk with the task of hitting her to second or further. Auburn would like to limit that. Pitch to Kirk. Upstairs, 3-1. MA tried the fastball there. I think she wanted to start that high in the zone and let it finish up top. Hit a swing through. She started it above the zone. MA, the 3-1 pitch comes home. Fastball swing and fouled back to the screen. 3-2. Got to remember, MA does not walk many batters. She's going to throw strikes on three ball counts if she ever gets there. Hate to have the broadcaster's jinx here, but I have to let you know. 3-2 pitch coming home to Lexi Kirk. Here it is. Swing a pop-up on the infield. Oh, and E.K. Penton couldn't find it. It was right above her. She had to go looking for it for a moment. And actually, that's Peyton Fitzgerald back there as it drops just by her glove. And that's just a tough one. It goes way above her. You have to turn around. You got no idea where it is as the catcher. You got to try to throw off the mask and find it. And unfortunately, Fitzgerald unable to look it in. However, still a 3-2 pitch to attend to. M.A. Grace comes home. Swing and a miss. Strike three. She gets Kirk down. I told you she doesn't throw many balls. And there is one down in the inning. First strikeout of the night for M.A. Mary Alderson Grace. It comes in the sixth inning, but it is after a masterful performance thus far, to say the least. This Central Red Devil lineup, don't have the exact number for you, but it is an average of over 8 runs a game. Auburn has held them to 3 thus far in 5 2/3 innings. The issue with the Tigers, however, has been the bats. They've got to find some sort of life here in the top of the seventh coming up. This is Natalie Lumpkin, who actually checked that. This will be a pinch hitter instead of Natalie Lumpkin. She swings through the first pitch from the left side. This is Lily Bell, junior. Bell is batting 174 with 4 hits on the year. This one only her 24th, now check that, 31st plate appearance of the year, 24th at bat. Count has gone to 1-1 as Alderson misses the zone on that one upstairs. Alderson Grace, that is. The 1-1, flown into center. Mason back at the track. Push the glove there, and there are 3 outs on the board. So the Tigers get through the bottom of the sixth inning. Only 3 runs on the board for Central. The problem is, Tigers only have 1. They have got to get the scoring. They will have their last chance here in the top of the seventh to make some noise right here on the Auburn High School Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Remember when you would dream about what you would grow up to be? Imagining your dolls were students or your Legos a skyscraper. Maybe it's time to turn that dream into a reality. At Southern Union State Community College, you can discover your dream career in healthcare, business, manufacturing, engineering, and more. From imaginary to extraordinary, at Southern Union State Community College, visit suscc.edu today.
Teamwork is key to winning on the baseball field. At University Ace, teamwork is key to our success too. Hi, Jonathan Fittner here from University Ace Hardware. We're proud to be your neighborhood helpful place, serving the community since 2013. Our mission? Serve both in-store and in the community. For us, getting a customer for life is like winning a state championship, and we couldn't do it without our committed team and loyal members. University Ace Hardware, next to the movie theater in Auburn. University Ace is proud to support the Auburn High School Tigers.
Auburn High Baseball is on 96.3 W. Lee, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Folks, I'm trying to get back in time to give you a first pitch of the inning. Unfortunately, both teams keep swinging at the first pitch, and a result is happening before we can get back. This is the Auburn High School Sports Network. L.R. Sawyer pops out to open the seventh inning. Allie Supan still in the circle for the Central Red Devils, with the Red Devils leading Auburn 3-1. We're in game one of the area tournament finals for Area 4. Both of these teams have already moved on to the regional tournament next week. However, they are playing for a championship tonight. Auburn will have to win two, Central just needing one, and they are two outs now away from doing just that and becoming the Area 4 champions. Auburn would like to say something about it, though, as Lily Brewer stands in. L.R. Sawyer pops out to open the frame. Brewer swings and misses at a 1-1 pitch. It is a fastball up high, and Brewer is down 1-2. Auburn trying to get the rally going here. They're going to need a base runner to do it, though. Any base runner to do. Lily Brewer does have a homer on the year. Got a little bit of power. Supan delivers a fastball low, 2-2. Your job, if you are an Auburn Tiger right now, is to get on base. 2-2. Here it is. Swung on, lifted into left, but there is Shorter to make the grab for out number two. Hit it hard. The Brewer is retired on the line out to left. So Central, now one out away from claiming the Area 4 championship and the one seed next week at the regional tournament. Got to give Auburn credit for what they've done tonight. M.A. Grace, you got to give a ton of credit to. Two earned runs against this Central lineup tonight. Fitzgerald pops this one up on the infield. Griggs is over at short. She makes the grab. And the Red Devils will celebrate an Area 4 championship. 3-1, they win it over the Auburn High School Tigers. The good news, Auburn fans, the Tigers are moving on to the regional tournament next week. We will see who your matchups are, as we'll get you all those and more, hopefully next on the Auburn High School Sports Network. But for now, the Tigers do drop game one of the area tournament finals, and Central is your Area 4 not only regular season champions, but tournament champions as well. 3-1 over Auburn. We head to break. Next up, the Orthopedic Clinic postgame report. We'll be right back on the Auburn High School Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
At Troy Bank & Trust, we believe banking is more than just numbers. It's about relationships. Relationships with our customers, our friends, and our community. When we invest in you, we're also investing in our community's future. We're committed to your financial success today, tomorrow, and always. Whether you're buying a home, starting a business, or planning for the future, we want to be your trusted financial partner. I am Brian Snyder, Regional Vice President. Relationships matter. Troy Bank & Trust, the only bank you'll ever need. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hip pain is not to be taken lightly. It could be a sign of hip impingement. If pain, stiffness, or limping persists, see a hip specialist at the Orthopedic Clinic. Treatment includes non-surgical options, but if surgery is needed, minimally invasive arthroscopic hip surgery is only available locally at the Orthopedic Clinic. Don't wait. Schedule an examination today. Call for an appointment, 334-749-8303, or visit theorthoclinic.com.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell Do It Center at Building Supply.
Russell Building Supply is your hometown home improvement store. You'll find what you need when you need it. And as a Russell Rewards member, you'll be in the know about monthly specials and exclusive offers. Russell Building Supply, East University in Auburn, across from Cary Creek Publix.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell Do It Center at Building Supply.
1907. Auburn had no paved roads, no local newspaper, a few automobiles, very little electricity or indoor plumbing, and one bank, Auburn Bank. For all these years, we've had a part in shaping and serving Auburn, Opelika, and East Alabama, a steadfast partner to our customers, meeting financial needs at just the right times. How do we know our community so well? Because we've grown up together. Auburn Bank, champions of you. Member FDIC, online at auburnbank.com.
Now, back to the ballpark for the Auburn High School Softball Postgame Show on 96.3 W. Lee, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Auburn and Central both receiving their respective awards out at the pitcher's circle right now. Central a winner in this 3-1 in the Game 1 of the Area Tournament finals, and Central takes home the area tournament, and that is after they went 3-0 through this tournament. They did a wonderful job of just mitigating any challenge that they got. They went through Opelika and then Auburn twice. Good news for Auburn, however, they will be moving on to the regional tournament next week, as will Central. Both of these squads will be playing in Lagoon Park, Montgomery, Alabama, on May 6th. We will have that broadcast for you. We'll broadcast all the Auburn games out there as we'll look to hopefully come home with some hardware from that and then make another date to the state tournament after that. So season not done here for the Tigers, even though the area tournament has come to a close, with the Auburn Tigers not victorious in it. However, they do get the big one that they needed earlier today. Boy, for Auburn, you got to be excited about a 3-1, even a loss here. And not necessarily excited about the loss, but just how you played in general. How about M.A. Grace today? She goes all six innings against Central, and she's able to get through it with only two earned runs against her, against one of the most potent lineups in the state. This was an impressive, impressive showing by Mary Alderson Grace. I know that she's not going to play college softball next year. I have to say, if she wants to do it, and if there's some small school program out there that wants to give her a shot, my goodness, why wouldn't you? That was against one of the best offenses in the state. I'll go to bat for her any day of the week. Boy, 3-1 after a 7-1 loss just a couple of nights ago. Auburn climbs back into it a little bit better than they were hoping against Central. A little bit worse than they were hoping, but a little bit better than they did just a few nights ago here. Obviously, the improvement has happened, and Auburn got some big hits in this one. We saw some big moments. We're going to have to see some more of those as you head through Montgomery at the regional tournament. We're going to get everything that we need to get you to. Auburn going to be in a couple of different Auburn going to be in a different region than they have been in the past. You won't see a team like Daphne anymore, which Auburn has seen some. You'll see some. You won't see Enterprise down there, and so you're going to get a little bit different of a look. And Auburn feels like that they've got what they need to compete now. They feel like that they've got what they need in the circle, and you certainly saw that tonight with MA. You saw it earlier today with Lily Brewer going a complete game shutout against Smith Station. So Auburn, the pitching and the defense in this area tournament, really, really good when you consider the competition, what Auburn played and what Auburn had to deal with here. So this softball team, not dead yet. They will go into the regional tournament with plenty to play for, everything to play for that everybody else has. And if you get hot, who knows? Win that regional tournament. All you got to do is come in second, actually, at the regional tournament. If you get to that final game, go ahead and keep that momentum going into the state tournament the very next week. What a job by this Auburn High team to get there. Can't wait to do that yet again. We're going to take one more break on the Auburn High School Sports Network. When we come back, we're going to try to get a hold of Matt Hendricks and get him up there to talk about this one. Not sure if we'll be able to get him all the way up, but if we do, we'll have him next on the Auburn High School Sports Network on this Orthopedic Clinic postgame report. The Orthopedic Clinic postgame resort, obviously presented by the Orthopedic Clinic, East Alabama's go-to center for orthopedic care with locations in Auburn and Opelika, on the web at the orthoclinic.com. Actually, here is Coach Matt Hendricks right now, so he's walking up. We're going to leave it here momentarily. Once again, Orthopedic Clinic postgame report presented by the Orthopedic Clinic, East Alabama's go-to center for orthopedic care with locations in Auburn and Opelika, or on the web at the orthoclinic.com. And coming all the way up to see me here is the head coach, Matt Hendricks. Coach, I know that the second game here didn't go your way, but let's talk quickly about the first game. Smith Station came into today, and this was a team that you were only able to scratch across a win a couple of nights ago. They played you pretty well on Saturday. What did you need to do well today to get that win?
Well, we've had a lot of kids. We played Saturday, and we were exhausted. We were supposed to practice early Sunday morning, and I gave them the morning off, and I said, hey, you've got an optional session 5 to 7 Sunday night if you want to come in. And I had about 9-10 kids come in and do some work, and it didn't show the first inning or two. And then they finally went back to doing what they needed to do, and they hit 4 or 5 singles up the middle, and I hit by a couple pitches and walked a couple times and did some things the right way, executed a couple bunts. And then, you know, once you break that barrier, it kind of makes you play a lot more free. And after that, we just felt good. I mean, I'll be honest with you, when Lily had an 8-run lead, they felt pretty good. And then it carried. I mean, you know, Story comes out, and she shut us down really good. last time we played her, and I mean, we barreled her really, really well to the point that I had to get her out of the game. And you know, Supan came in and gave us a better look, or a different look, really. I wouldn't call it a better look, just a different look, and shut us down the last couple innings. But we've got a couple demons we're fighting, as far as like we feel like we try to do too much a lot. That's what I mean by demons, whenever we get a little bit of anxiety. But if we can fix that issue, we're going to be absolute, excuse my language, hell on wheels next week. So that's going to be the focus going through from now till then. I really feel good about my pitching staff. Really feel good about the way we played defense the last 2 weeks.
Yep.
You know, we hadn't swung it really well until today, and now we've got to carry that into next week.
Coach, I know that, or she told me this past week, she's not going to play college softball. I'll tell you what, if she ends up wanting to, and there's a small school out there that wants her, M.A. Grace is a heck of a find.
She is, and, you know, she wants to go to – she's going to Sanford, so there's no wants to go to Sanford. She's going. And, you know, I've tried to just get her a manager spot or, you know, throw BP spot, whatever, and they won't contact me back. But, I mean, she just does – look, we located some pitches.
She throws strikes. She throws strikes, man.
It's not just that. She can throw it up a gnat's butt, is what I tell people. And it's like, you know, people get frustrated by it, but that's the MA that we love. The one that, I mean, we threw curveball up and into a lefty four or five times. We did stuff that's not normal for her, but it's just, you need me to throw it where? Okay. Because they can freaking hit. And to give up three runs on a bunt and two sack flies. Like, come on, I'll take that. They're good, man. Like, I give them a lot of credit. They're really freaking talented. They're really good. But I like where we're at going into next week. And, you know, Holt looked at me and he said, we'll probably do it again Tuesday. And I said, I hope so.
Yeah.
You know, we'll get Enterprise. He'll get Dothan. If we both win, we'll see each other Tuesday at 1:45 for the fifth time. I mean, it's just, you know, it's kind of like the Smiths thing. I was on pins and needles all day because, you know, we've got a pretty decent streak against them. And, I mean, just the more times you beat somebody, the more nervous you get. I hate to put it that way, but I wasn't nervous at all that game because, hell, they've got a big streak against us right now. And it's like, hey, it's like playing with house money.
Yeah.
Like I said, we did some stuff that we've always talked about doing, but we didn't know if it would work. Well, it worked today. Now, they'll go adjust because they're smart and they're not dumb. So we'll have to have a different plan when we play them next time. But, you know, that's what makes it fun.
Been fun so far. Looking forward to some more fun next Tuesday out in Montgomery. Can't wait to see you out there, Coach.
Put it this way. They played well enough tonight. I gave them the whole day off tomorrow.
So. There you go. Go start that day off right now, Coach. We appreciate the time.
Thank you, Jack. Have a good night.
We'll see you in Montgomery. That's Coach Matt Hendricks. Tigers fall tonight 3-1, but they do get the big one earlier today against Smith. They win it 8-0, and they move on to the regional tournament. Next week, that'll be Tuesday, we'll have that broadcast right here on WLE 96.3. It'll be myself out in Montgomery, Alabama. Maybe have a guest or two on the call as well, but we'll make sure that we confirm that before getting it. However, Auburn does move on to that regional tournament. Congratulations to the Central Red Devils on winning the Area 4 tournament championship, and now it's time for more postseason ball. We'll be right back with you next week, Tuesday, May 6th, where Auburn will get started early in the morning, 9 o'clock Central against Dothan High School. It will be Auburn and Dothan getting going. It is a double elimination style tournament. It'll be four teams, so it'll be kind of like that regional. It'll be just like this Area 4 regional, where if you make the championship series, you move on to the state tournament. We'll see if Auburn can get there for the first time in Auburn High School Sports Network history. We will be back that Tuesday. The next Auburn High School broadcast right here on the network, though, will be this coming Friday. Auburn High School taking on Enterprise at 31-1. This Enterprise team comes in hot, and they have been hot all year. All they do is win. Auburn has been able to hold them close a couple of times this season, and they'll have to do it twice more if they want to put up a win and put up a spot in the state semifinals. But they will be at home. Come on out if you're available to the Auburn High School Baseball Complex at SEMO Field. It'll be a fun time out there. If you're not able to join us, join myself and Jacob Goins on WLE 96.3 starting at 5 o'clock this coming Friday. That's been all from Central High School. Going to get out of here and get back on the road to Auburn. That is our next Auburn High School Sports Network broadcast, and we will see you then. Auburn moves on. The softball team will play for a regional tournament championship. It'll be next week, Tuesday at 9 a.m. Central. Join us all day long for Auburn High softball coverage right here on WLE 96.3. Until then, so long. Good night, everyone. I'm Jack Hutton saying, go Tigers.
Thank you for listening to Auburn High School Softball on 96.3 W. Lee. Presented by the Orthopedic Clinic, Acre Restaurant, Mountain High Outfitters, Russell Building Supply, and Southern Union. Also brought to you by Auburn Bank, Gooch Performing Arts Center, Troy Bank and Trust, and University Ace Hardware. See the broadcast schedule at 963WLEE.com. Follow AHS Softball here on 96.3 W. Lee. And go Tigers!
This has been an Auburn Networks production.
96.3.